Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You've got a mouth sore and don't know whether you should just grin and bear it or seek medical attention. Is it a cold sore? A canker sore? And what's the difference? When you get an annoying, painful blister on your lip or inside your mouth, you want to know, are they contagious and what can you do to heal them?
Guiding us through the cold and canker sore question is the expert behind the popular website Ask the Dentist. Dr. Mark Berhenna has practiced dentistry for over 30 years and created Ask the Dentist to explain to the general public how the mouth is a window into the health of the rest of the body.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Berhenna. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, let's just start with the basics, the difference between the two, because many people get them confused.
They do. Even some doctors, we just hear cold sore, canker sore, and we think the same thing. And differentiating them is important because the outcome and also the treatment is different. So back in dental school, you're inundated with so much information, you kind of have to have a method of remembering things. So when I heard cold sore, I thought, well, okay, if you get a common cold, that's viral. So, in fact, that's what a cold sore is. It has a viral basis. It is a viral infection. It's the herpes simplex 1. And a canker sore is, it's not any less painful, but it doesn't have a viral component to it. It just comes from stress or fatigue, you're run down, maybe you're not eating well, there could be some hormonal fluctuations. But typically when I see a canker sore, as I did yesterday, a young boy came in, was hit in the face with the end of a badminton racket, and it wasn't a bad injury, but inside the mouth, right where he was hit on the lip, on the inside of the lip, there was a little canker sore. So it's mechanical trauma that brings on the canker sore. But the best way to differentiate between the two, and it's pretty simple, one's inside the mouth and can only be inside the mouth, and the other one, the cold sore, is outside. It's on the lips. It's the one that keeps people from going to work because they're a little embarrassed. It's a fluid-filled little blister that is bubbling on your lip, and people look at that, and you know there's a certain connotation associated with that, so they stay home. Canker sores are inside the mouth; they're painful, just like the cold sore, but they're not visible, but they it's there. So there is definitely a difference between the two, and it's important to know because in the end, one is contagious, one is not. Of course, the cold sore, the herpes one, is contagious. Canker sores are not contagious, and if you want to treat them, the canker sore is just, it's palliative. Salt water, a lot of people swear by essential oils, I would not recommend that, but the herpes labialis, the cold sore, the fever blister, that does have some medications that work well. Unfortunately, they're very expensive, and that would be a cream or a tablet, that would be an antiviral approach.
So talking about the cold sores for a minute, when would a person know if they're prone to getting these cold sores? Is it something that is a result of another type of virus maybe they got when they were children? And if you've gone your entire life, you're an adult, you've never had one, can you still get one other than via transmission from someone who's contagious? Like, is it something that lays dormant in the body that's suddenly going to emerge?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like any other virus. It can lay dormant in the body. Typically, we get the primary infection by age 6 or 7, and that's fever and, you're run down, and usually you miss a day of school, and then you have it for the rest of your life. 80-90% of us will register for the herpes type 1 virus, but not all of us. It won't register in all of us. Our immune systems are able to keep it down. So, yeah, it is something that we get early, and most of us have. And then the question is why does it express itself? Well, that's where the fatigue and injury and extreme cold, for example. I mean, we're in cold sore season right now, even in California. It's dry outside. It's cold. People get chapped lips. They may not be sleeping well because it's winter, things like that. So it is quite prevalent because it is an infection. It is a viral infection, and it is also very, very contagious. In fact, your dentist does not want to see you when you have a herpes type 1 because we're afraid that we're not afraid of infecting ourselves because, we all have it, as I said, but we're worried about spreading it along the face. You can even get it in your cuticles and on your fingers. And, of course, that would be very uncomfortable.
So you mentioned that people can be self-conscious if it's around their mouth, it's unsightly, and it can be painful. So what is the treatment? You mentioned the prescription drugs are very expensive. What should a person do if they look in the mirror one morning and there it is? Do they call their general practitioner, go to the pharmacy over-the-counter aisle, or call their dentist?
I would call your dentist because, you know, most dentists are really in tune on this. I mean, we can see it come early. There is a kind of a tingling phase. Most people that get cold sores know that it's coming. They're experienced. And that would be the time to use an antiviral cream. There are several on the market. Unfortunately, they're all quite expensive. It's kind of it's the EpiPen of dentistry. I mean, it's a little 4-gram tube, and it costs $600 to $800. It's ridiculous. But they do work, and especially if you catch it early. And so your dentist would be able to prescribe that for you. It's not in most states, I think. It's not over-the-counter. And they do work. It could mean, you know, less loss of production at work. I mean, it could get you in sooner to work. They work that well, as long as it's applied early.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Dr. Mark Berhenna about cold sores and canker sores, symptoms and relief, and what the difference is between the two. Switching over to canker sores, you used an example about a kid that got hit in the face with a badminton racket, I think you said.
Yes.
So he developed inside his mouth a canker sore. So that's almost seems like the body's way of healing that area in the mouth. But many people have gotten canker sores outside of injuries, and they can last a good 2 weeks and be incredibly painful. What causes them? Why do some people get them? And what can you do about it?
Yeah, well, you're right. It's about a 14 to 18-day duration. The canker sore is a little frustrating because we really don't know what the etiology is other than you can bite yourself. There can be a wound. I've seen people get this wound, the canker sore, the open wound, from biting on a tortilla chip wrong. In other words, the tortilla chip is in such a position that when they bite down, it pierces the loose tissue along the gum. But it can also be people that are run down. It can be wounds inside the mouth. It can be a result of a burn, a pizza burn, maybe hot soup. So it's multifactorial, but there is no viral component. And you're right, it is very, very painful. And a lot of people perceive that the cold sore is more of a problem than the canker sore. I've seen people, for example, women in their last trimester of pregnancy, you know, they're a little run down, they're tired, they're not sleeping well, perhaps they're a little anxious or nervous, and they get canker sores, and it brings them into the dentist, and, you know, there's not much we can do. There's really no medication that'll help. I recommend a super saturated solution of salt water and just rinsing with that as often as you want. You can't do that too much, and that seems to soothe it, and it speeds up recovery. Both solutions in both cases, for the cold sore and the canker sore are pretty much palliative, and they just slow down the progression and speed up healing.
The differences between cold sores and canker sores explained by Dr. Mark Berhenna. He's practiced dentistry over 30 years, and he's the expert behind the popular website Ask the Dentist, Oral Health for Total Wellness. Dr. Berhenna, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on the show. I enjoyed it. Thanks.